Hi, this is Paula from paulavickers.com, and I want to welcome you to the third episode in my Law of Attraction Unraveled podcast series. In the second episode, I talked a little bit about my understanding of the Law of Attraction, the understanding I work from. Number one, everything is energy. Number two, what we experience is determined by our vibration or who we're being. And number three, if we want to change our experience, we have to change our vibration. In this episode, I'd like to go into vibration a little bit further because really this is where the rubber meets the road. And it's where the problem is when we think we're doing everything right, but we still feel like we're experiencing the wrong life. So the first thing to say is we always do this innocently. Nobody consciously wants awful experiences. But we generally think that if we intellectually know something, then the result of that knowing should be obvious in our lives. However, we live in a physical world. So when we only know something in the form of thought, or in our minds if you like, that knowing isn't necessarily reflected in physical form. We can't experience it physically when it's stuck at the level of mental construct or dream. Imagine you read a book about learning to ride a bike. You read the pages and look at the pictures until you can describe in perfect detail what you have to do to ride a bike. But you still won't be able to ride a bike because you've not brought the intellectual understanding into physical reality. You have to physically get on a bike and physically train your body so that what your mind knows, your physical body gets too. Mind and body on the same page. So how does this relate to Law of Attraction? Well, just over a year ago now, I was diagnosed with a sizeable mass behind my breastbone. On the CT and PET scans, it was looking distinctly dubious, and I'd already had major surgery for cancer 3 years previous. I was pretty drained and fed up even before this mass was discovered. My chronic fatigue syndrome was still in sharp evidence, and I just felt like life had consistently buffeted and bashed me around over the past few years, and this new thing was the last straw. Shortening the story a bit, I'll just say we didn't and still don't know if it's cancerous or not. But I distinctly remember thinking I had some sharp choices to make. The first thing I had to ask myself was, did I want to live? Because the odds seemed to be getting slimmer. I couldn't actually say yes to that question because at the time, I didn't want to feel even worse than I already did. And I knew that more surgery and chemo or radiation wasn't going to have me feeling better, no matter what any doctor said. So another question occurred to me. Well, if you did want to live, what would that version of yourself look like? Now, most people around me sympathised with what was going on, and indeed what had been going on over the last number of years. It really looked like the universe proper had it in for me, but that wasn't true. And underneath all my fear and fatigue, in answer to this second question, something stirred. Something that wasn't a vibrational match to dwindling health and shuffling off to an early grave. I saw a version of myself that was bright and light and healthy and a capable and fully paid up member of the living. Somebody who had been years ago. Now, I didn't create a vision board and I didn't create a single affirmation, although I knew about both techniques. I just started stepping into that version of being every single time it occurred to me. I researched my situation. I talked to people. I made decisions that some people might have thought were bonkers, but I made decisions that were in harmony with that version of myself that lives out loud and on her own terms, even though I wasn't her yet. I kept that awareness at my mental fingertips every minute of every day. But more than that, just like the learner bike rider, I made my body experience that upgraded version of my mind as well. I found a way to go whole food and plant-based. I found supplements that resonated with me and I took them. I meditated to within an inch of my life. I juiced so many vegetables daily, I had to store some of them in my car. And I made decisions that felt right to me. And it's funny, because although for years I'd previously known how to and tried to lose weight, a year on, without trying to lose weight at all, I'm a ton healthier and 3 whole stones lighter. Oh, and the mass started to shrink as well. At this stage, you know, as I've said, I don't know whether it is or was cancer, because I wouldn't agree to the surgery to find out. I wasn't in denial and I wasn't being rebellious. I just knew that falling into the conventional medical line was the old me. And I don't say that in judgment of anybody else. It was just the alignment with that new version of myself that I was looking for at the time. So that's an example of what I mean when I say who you're being. Who I was being at diagnosis wasn't compatible with the life I would have said I wanted to be living. It was compatible with someone who was continually fed up and frankly wanted it over. Who I had to become was different on every level of being. Mentally, so what thoughts I entertained. Physically, how I nourished my body and gave it an environment that's pro-life. And emotionally, that's how I tuned into my being and how I use that information as feedback to direct myself day to day. Now, the reason I've spoken about that example is because we can talk theory for days, but it's still just theory. This example is my lived experience, and my hope for listeners who are struggling with the law of attraction is that it explains the theory in a relatable way. I'm really trying to keep these episodes short, so I know I'm still just skimming the surface. But please, if you want help, if you have any questions, comments, or something that you'd like me to address in an upcoming episode, contact me by email at paula@paulavickers.com or on Facebook at Getting You Unstuck. That's all one word. And thank you for listening.